Hey, happy day. I watched a debate just last night at the Calgary Stampede. What a show, that Calgary Stampede. I've been watching it on television every night. 100 years ago, I was in the rodeos myself. I have all the broken bones still to prove it. And it was kind of fun to watch. But then it goes back to the debate, and it was good. I mean, the house was jam-packed, hundreds and hundreds of people. And there was a Canada, I love Canada representative, and I love Alberta representative. I want to separate, and hey, I want you to stay in Canada. And they both lived in Alberta. It was a good debate. And Western Standard sponsored it, and Derek did a fantastic job. He had a lot of good points. The other fellow, I don't know, kind of weak. The audience was mostly pro-Alberta to separate from the rest of Canada. You know, as good as it was, I would sure like to see a debate where there's one-on-one, where you have a yes or no answer only. You can't add anything else to it. You got to say yes or no. The question then to the guy with Canada would be, so you love Canada? I love Canada. Okay. We shouldn't leave Canada. Okay. Here's the answers. Do you love that hundreds of millions of dollars go out to other countries every year for gender assignments and different things? Do you love that? Yes or no? Do you love there's no property rights in Canada? The Indians are getting to own so many things. Yes or no? Do you love that there's 4 million firearms in Alberta? That's property, assets. Do you love that the government's taking them away? Yes or no? There's so many other things to kind of add to this. It's kind of fun, you know? We'll see what happens. The referendum's coming up in October. It's a meeting to decide when the next meeting is, meaning that the referendum, the question is, would you like to have a referendum? Which seems a little bit silly, but in any event, people are taking it seriously, and hopefully everybody will turn out to vote. And should Alberta separate? Of course they should. Ah! Many people say, how dare you say that? I'm happy in this toxic relationship where I don't have any rights. It's against the law to defend yourself. That's another question, a one-on-one to the guy with a yes or no. 1 million women are sexually abused in Canada per year that report it. So of course it's much higher than that. And they don't have the right to defend themselves with a tool of any kind. Are you in favor of that? Yes or no? And so on. And it goes on and on. Boomity boom boom. Guns, everybody should have one. Hey, in the US of A, it's against the law and has been for a long time to mail a handgun. And now they're looking at changing that law so you can mail a handgun within the state that you buy it and live in directly to the purchaser. And the Liberals have lost their minds over this because they say Don Trump Jr. has a company. He's involved in a public company called Grab a Gun, and it's going to benefit him. Well, hey, the fact is they've been talking about this in Congress for 50 years, and all of a sudden it's Trump's fault. Anyway, that's just more liberal kind of stuff. We'll see what happens. Now, in Tennessee, there was a bus driver. He was driving the bus on the 4th of July, and he said, God bless America, and it's the best country on the planet, and if you don't agree with it, leave. He got fired. He got fired because he said that. What's your takeaway from that? Oh, I got it. Don't drive a bus. Hey, just saying. Now, you got The View. It's a very popular show on television, The View. And the co-host, Sunny Hostin, she says, I'm uncomfortable and I'm unsafe whenever I see an American flag. When I see an American flag flying at a house, that's about white supremacy. They walk among us. I mean, how do you even respond to that kind of stuff? I mean, white supremacy. I mean, good bloody grief. July 1 and July 4th, Canada and the U.S., that's when we celebrate the country that the Liberals try so hard to destroy. A celebration day with tongue-in-cheek, don't you know? Now, hey, Western Standard, they're the ones that sponsored that debate that I talked about at the beginning, and it's good. You should go watch them, westernstandard.news. Hey, they got the news, and they're an alternate kind of news source, meaning that they don't take money from the government. In Canada, I think upwards to 95% of all media gets paid or funded by the government, right? So I'll pay you, but you kind of got to say what I think you should say, because I'm in control. You know, I'm your mind police man. Not good. Speaking of police in Vancouver, the police there have said, Vancouver, Canada, have said you can't have liquor, you can't drink or consume liquor anywhere. You can't walk down the street, you can't uncork a bottle. Oh, but it's okay to smoke pot anywhere. And we have all these free places where you get heroin and cocaine and all of that stuff, but you can't drink booze. Duh. And you can't smoke cigarettes that are flavored, but yet you can go into a pot shop and it's all there for you to look at and to purchase, whereas if you go in to buy a pack of cigarettes, they're hidden behind curtains and so on. That's the government in Canada, don't you know? Hey, lastly, four in 10, that's 40% of manufacturers, Canadian manufacturers, are planning now to leave and take their manufacturing to the United States of America. That's only 40% that can afford it. What about all the other companies that just they can't plan? They'd like to do it, but they can't. What does that tell you about the government in Canada? What does that tell you about how Canada is being managed? It's being managed poorly. There's lots of glitz. That going back to that debate they talked about the pipeline, that's like saying, hey, you can have my car, but you can't have the keys. I mean, it's just all, it's a distraction. Hey, just saying, y'all come back. See ya.